Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're a little bit late, but I have the absolute pleasure of having Christian Heath on the line. Christian, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Simon, all good and yourself?
Man, excellent and doubly excellent to have you with us. It's not every day we have South African superstars join us. Just by the way, I didn't get to back announce that song that we played that already has had a positive response. That was Christian Heath singing a song called Mine. So just to know that this is the man who is responsible for that. Christian, I want you to clear up something for me just at the very start. I was doing a bit of research about you, and I don't know if my Google was going funny, but on the one bio, it says you're an East London born guy, and the other one puts you in the UK. I was wondering if it was East London in London. I don't know. I'm confused. Clarify.
No. East London in South Africa. East London, little Eastern Cape place.
Some clever guy got it all upside down. Okay, so we're both coastal people who landed up in Joburg. So that's my next question to you. What's your take on Joburg, Christian?
Johannesburg needs the ocean.
I was wondering how you were going to handle that, and you dealt with that with supreme diplomacy. We're happy with that. Okay, so tell me, your parents obviously sent you off to university, because I see that's what you did, and then you decided to disappoint them and go into music. Did you know that that was going to happen from a young age already?
I was studying music actually at the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University, so I was studying there. And I was doing actually a diploma in music. And then I did the worst thing and dropped out and went to Joburg.
Oh, really? Okay. No, interesting. Listen, we'll all pay for that still. That's for sure. You've had enormous success in South Africa. But what really interests me is, did you have any inkling that you were going to achieve the international success that you've achieved?
No, Simon, I think, it's all just about pushing at the end of the day. And I didn't expect any of, you don't think that things could happen, but with the internet world these days, it's possible. So just with a little bit of patience, and motivation, of course, the broad shoulders you've got to have to be in this industry, you've got to just keep pushing. And yeah, I've been fortunate to have my tracks play overseas, which I'm very grateful for.
No, that's like a hell of a big deal, and especially for a South African, because they must wonder, like, where is that place? To that extent, Americans don't have a clue who we are, where we are. How do you stop that kind of success from going to your head? How do you, like, remain grounded?
Yeah, I think success is a big word, and I think most artists will tell you that. It's such a big word, but look, it's all hard work. At the end of the day, it doesn't stop with just one song. It's continuously writing, continuously releasing. Artists go through stages. So I think, you'll never be as successful as what people perceive you to be, own head. So what people see as successful, we see it as just hard work and small achievements.
No, I suppose that makes a whole bunch of sense. Tell me, your industry more than anybody else's, I would think, has been really affected by the past couple of months, by COVID-19. How's it been for you?
It's been tough. I don't think any artist or musician could say otherwise. It really hit the industry hard. I mean, I just had a wonderful lunch with a good friend of mine who was telling me that any international acts or any artists that are going to perform, it'll only happen in 2022.
So wow, that's what we said.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I mean, the industry is slowly opening up, but I mean, it's at a snail pace. It's been very, very tough. Our industry has been really, really hit hard. A lot of musicians have started getting day jobs. The positive is we can write music, but at the end of the day, if there's no form of income or anything like that coming back our way, it's hard. We thrive on live performances. We thrive on performing for people and just getting that interaction. And even all the streaming services, people are not doing what they used to before COVID. So
Christian, I totally get that because I mean, how many links have been sent to all of us over the past few months saying, buy tickets here to watch an online concert? It's just not the same. I mean,
And I think my mate Jared put it in his words were great. I think the the donation frenzy, it kind of waited out after the first couple of weeks, because at the end of the day, as much as musicians are in this boat, everyone else is in this boat, and that's why we've been just waiting for the economy to open up, because we need to start doing something just to create, you know, a living for ourselves.
Christian, let's talk about happier things. Let's talk about your music. Yes. And I want to ask you, when you write, do you write for yourself, or are you consciously writing for an audience?
A bit of both, Simon. A bit of both. It depends on also the mood. It depends on what I'm inspired to do. Sometimes I try to take myself out of my own situation, put myself into someone else's situation. So, I mean, from a writing point of view, it's a whole bunch of different things that happen, you know. I mean, it's all about getting motivated to write something, whether I'm watching, even watching movies, you know what I mean? It gives me an idea as my personal life as well. So it's really kind of based on what mood I'm in, what's inspiring on the day, how I'm feeling as well. So it does fluctuate all the time.
Okay, that makes a whole bunch of sense. I looked for your song Phenomenal. I read about it. It sounded really interesting. I went on YouTube to try and get a taste. I can't find it.
Phenomenon?
Yes.
Phenomenon. Oh, okay. No.
Is it old?
Yes.
Yeah, so, or is it too new?
No. Phenomenon was released a while back. But it's so interesting, because as you're releasing songs, you're engaging. You know, you're looking at analytics and you're continuously engaging how the audience is responding. So some tracks will have videos, some tracks won't have videos, some tracks will have lyric videos, some won't, and that. So it's all about just gauging the response of how, of the song at the end of the day. Generally what we try and do is also not, smother with too much content. So some songs are just released as is, and depending on the success of the songs, will there be either video or lyric video or something that follows on. So, I mean, that's part of the business we're in, you know. If it doesn't take on as well, then it just becomes one of those songs that's released and it just falls into the album, and that's where you can listen, but there's no visualization of anything towards that song.
What's your latest? What's the one to look out for? What's, we going to be hearing played on air a lot in the next coming weeks?
Well, mine is the new single that you've played, which is the brand new single. So thank you so much for playlisting it. And I'm actually going to be shooting a music video for it as well. And that one, yeah, seems to be getting a very, very good reception already. So yeah, that's the new single that's out at the moment. I did release, a 4-part series, over the past couple of months that people can go look out. It's just visualizers that I put together, and it was 4 tracks. Those are definitely out, but the new single that has just been dropped right now is called Mine.
Well, we really did enjoy that, and certainly Karen did too. Christian Heath, we're going to leave it there this afternoon, because I've got 3 minutes until news, and I want to play out with another one of your songs, a song called Freedom of Goodbye. Thank you for chatting to us here on 101.9 Chai FM, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Simon. Appreciate everything and appreciate the support. Thank you.
Cheers.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.